Hey folks, welcome back to the Evil Dungeon Master Podcast. My name is DM Vince, and this is the Evil Dungeon Master Universe. Hopefully everybody is doing well out there today in podcast listening land, because we're doing another podcast, and as you can see based on the picture, we're going to be talking a little bit about Rifts. Rifts is an awesome game. And before we get into Rifts, don't forget, ask the DM at theevildm.com, or you can go to theevildm.com, my website, where you can find various ways to contact me. With that out of the way, let's talk about Rifts today. Rifts is a game that I found in the 90s. It is a weird, wacky game, the most gonzo wacky game you can possibly think of. And that's probably one of the reasons why it became so popular in the world of gaming, and the system itself is pretty much gonzo too. Now, there's a lot of portions of Rifts that is really overpowered compared to the rest of it, and a GM needs to actually regulate what type of group classes, or OCCs as they call them there, should be together. Now, certain things will not work with other certain things, so you have to warn the players about that and let them know that, you know, if you're playing this class like the City Rat compared to like a giant bot class, there is going to be a difference in power there and you're not going to be able to. But people have made it work. But today I really wanted to focus on was something that I found was interesting, that Rifts has optional rules inside of its book for backgrounds, which a lot of I notice games don't really have that. They just kind of say in the books, you know, do your background, you know, make up your background. Your GM will always like your background. Their GMs like backgrounds, and they don't really give you much about it. And normally, you have to rely on the GM providing you information about the background, so you can make up your character. And then a lot of players don't bother with background at all because they just don't really care that much and they just want to play. I was that way for quite some time as well, but then I started getting into the whole roleplay aspect of the character and being able to have a background, have a personality for the character. For the longest time, I was just like, yeah, he's this type of guy and this is how I play him. And he had no depth to him, no background. And a lot of the times the GM's like, yeah, we're playing D&D, and yeah, it's Forgotten Realms, you know, or something like that, or it's Greyhawk. That gives you a little bit to work with. But in this one, Rifts has its own background setting to it, its own, I can't think of the word, but you walk into it and you know that it's a post-apocalyptic world. You know that there is DBs, which are dimensional beasts. You know that there is a kingdom of magic. There is a coalition of humanity that is, humanity first. You know, things like that. Most people live in areas that either are pro-coalition humanity only, or they're in areas that are just kind of farming life, that just live their lives out and don't care. So it's not that broad of a background, but it's not that narrowed down that you have to know everything. You can basically take the Rifts core book and just read that, and you'll be fine as far as knowing the background. And then as long as you know where the GM is setting the game, what state area-wise, you can actually make up a great character. But flipping to page 18 in the Rifts Special Edition Hardcore Book, which I believe is the same thing. This is the original 1E version of Rifts, so it's just a special printing that they did at the Black Book with the Silver in 95. They did these. I got a whole bunch of these when the comic book shop near my college was going out of town, and I used to play there all the time, and the owner was just like, yeah, we were selling everything. So I bought a bunch of them. A lot of them were actually ruined because he had them in the basement. And I guess this one in particular, I think somebody stepped on. But anyway, I got them for really cheap because he didn't. Nobody wanted them. No one really wanted Rifts. I don't understand why, but Optional rules, page 18. Optional ways to round out your character. I found that many players like as much background and detail about their character as possible. Consequently, I have assembled a series of optional tables to satisfy those details. All the tables require a roll of percentile dice. So you can roll on all these things, and you have like a birth order, how you were born, first through, you know, last. And you can even get a twins result. So there's another you character running around out there. Or you're illegitimate. Maybe you were born in an illegitimate marriage or situation. It's a background starter. Now, with all this stuff, you can piece together a pretty decent backstory. It gives you your weight as far as how your body frame is. Like, are you a skinny person? Are you thin? Are you a husky? You have a pot belly? Or are you a big, fat, obese guy? And it gives you notes to average weights of... But it doesn't really tell you average height, though. It does tell you the next one what the average height of a male or female is, so I'm assuming you equate those together. Average weight of a male that he listed is 150 to 180 pounds. Women, 110 to 140. Average heights are 6 feet to 5 foot 6 inches for women. So you can get a height difference here of short, tall, or average. It really depends. In age-wise, he just gives a note thinking it's best to generally assume most characters are young, late teens to mid-20s. It's best to determine the age by the level of the character's education and the player preference. So if he has a vast education behind him, generally you can assume that he's probably older. Not old, but like he's up there in age as far as later in his 20s. Not up there in age, like 40. Though, you could argue with a GM. Well, not argue, you probably could propose the whole situation that if you have a really high IQ, that he was a genius, and he was able to work on things faster for his education. So, I mean, it's a route you can take and see if your GM wants to do that. They may be like, yeah, sure, that's cool, whatever. So you're, 19 as opposed to 26. Not a big deal. Disposition, which I used in Palladium Fantasy 1E had disposition in it too, and I kind of had my players roll on that too, and I told them they don't have to use it, but it's a good idea, just to give your character a starting point of how he acts in the world. And it goes from anything like paranoid to complainer, you're a parental type person, you're a tough guy, you're a snob, you're a nice guy, a wild man, a blabbermouth, a schemer, a hothead, a worrywart, gung-ho, shy, and mean. These are just some of the examples that they list there. And it goes into more detail with that as well. I'm just reading the first word of each sentence here. Now that you got disposition, you have a family origin. And the origins are kind of interesting because it's a way of looking at how you are a human on the Earth, or maybe you're not exactly a human. And it gives you, like, you're an Earth human. There's a 50% chance you're definitely an Earth human native. Okay, above that, you could be a human or a DB that is a human. And it just says your parents came through Maris from another dimension, so you're a DB human, or as close as you could be to one. You're Earth native, but your family has a history of mutation in it, and your family is known for some psychic abilities that they have, or psionic abilities that they have. Doesn't mean you have it, just means your family has it. Then there's the half-breed, like one parent was a native from Earth, the other was a DB that came here, so you look human, but, and it goes, but, dot, 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 dot. And that means you could be like, you know, I have blood of a DB in me, so if I ever get tested by the Coalition, or maybe I have some certain markings on my body that would determine if I was a DB, like certain things they would have, maybe like a tattoo on their arm or something. Something weird like that, like a birthmark. And then once you get to the 86 to 100, then there's a chance that you're an Earth mutant, a DB, or an alien. You roll percentile on that. That this human is been okay. Roll twice, and you get some different feature abilities. Like, you have a large shaped head. You have a pair of small horns that protrude from your forehead. Your teeth are fangs. Your body is covered in scales, and you get extra SDC for that structural damage capacity. Body is covered in short fur, so you're basically a mutant, and you have all these abilities. So, well, they're not major abilities, but they're like markers. And then the type of environment that you grew up in or you used to. You don't really get anything for this, but you could maybe, when you're playing the game, bring it up to give yourself a bonus when rolling something, some type of skill. Like, you grew up in a little farming community, so you know how to do farming type things. You also know the close-knit of having friends and having a society, a small-knit society together, so you came up in a small wilderness town, medium city, wilderness town with magic or psychics in there, so you're used to that. Or you grew up in a coalition or the burb city. Then they go into the sentiments towards the coalition and how you feel about the coalition. Now, obviously, if you're playing a coalition character, you're not going to hate the coalition. I mean, you could play that whole angle of, I hate it, I was forced into servitude, and this coalition's a bunch of assholes, but they make me do this stupid job of theirs, and I don't want to go anywhere and try to avoid work at all costs. That might be kind of interesting, I'm not sure. You don't have to obviously use this, but you can. If you're playing the coalition, you just kind of stop and don't use this, maybe. Playing a coalition soldier, more than likely you're going to be a brainwashed soldier. And you're going to like, or you're indifferent at least to the coalition. And then the big one here, which everyone should do it, your sentiments towards non-humans. How you feel about these DBs, or mutants, or monsters, or whatever. You hate them all and distrust them all. That's one big option there. Then it goes into different breakdowns, like hate all demons, but not certain creatures. Hate all demons, not certain magical creatures. You're weary of demons, but, you know, maybe there's some cool ones out there. You had some good experience with them in the past. It gives you something to write up in your background. Prefers the company of non-humans over humans. So basically, you're going the other way. I don't like humans. Humans are bad, even though I'm a human. So, you know, something dumb like that. You're suspicious of everybody. You don't like humans or non-humans. Tend to be a bit paranoid because in these times, you never know who's human and who's not. Even humans can have unusual powers these days. I mean, is a juicer or a crazy truly human? Those are one of the OCCs you could play here. So, this one page right here on page 18 is a full page of information that you can just roll randomly on, then sit there at the table while you're waiting for the rest of the group to do theirs or their write up their character, and you could fully write an entire background philosophy and way of outlook on life on your Rift's character. So, I mean, I really like this. I've seen other games, newer games, start to do this more often with these random things to do, fill out backgrounds, or maybe while you're doing character creation, when you're picking certain things, you know, add some background information to your character. And I always think that this is a good way to do it. Now, obviously, it's optional rules. You don't have to use it at all. If you do use it, then great. If you don't, then you don't. But I would definitely use it if I was playing a Rifts game, which I probably will be playing a Rifts game soon. I actually love Rifts, so I'll probably put it up on the channel as well. But anyway, with that said, I'm going to head out for today. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode of talking about optional backgrounds and how you can use it in your game, especially Rifts and not Rifts. It's just something to think about. Tell me what you think in the comments. Ask the Evil DM at theevildm.com is the email address, or go to my website, The Evil DM, and you can find out various ways to contact me. With that said, I head out. Keep it original, keep it old school, good night, and God bless everybody.